Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome back to day 7 of the 10-day well-being habit quests. You've made it for a full week. Yay! Amazing. And today we are going to tap into something humans we are wired for: connection. Social support, accountability, community are powerful drivers of behavior. It is a little bit sad, but let's be honest, we are often okay to let ourselves down, but we feel quite strongly and will do quite a lot to prevent letting down other people. So it's not surprising that we often are more likely to stick with habits when someone else knows about them or shares the journey with us. So I really encourage you to share your habit with at least one person or community. And you can use a very simple script. You could say, hey, I've committed to a tiny daily habit for my well-being. This is my habit. I'm on day 7 out of 10, and I would love it if you could check in with me or even join me for a few days. Or you could send a message, hey, I'm doing a 10-day happiness habit challenge. Can you ask me in 3 days if I've completed it? Great. Or you could say, hey, I'm doing a 10-day happiness habit challenge and I'm implementing this tiny habit. And you know what? Why don't you do a mini version with me for next 3 days? I think it's wonderful and it is really powerful to have that social boost. My husband is my accountability buddy. He has been asking me regularly, have you done your habit? Are you writing? How's it going? I also have a close friend who is also a writer, and we're having a lunch by the end of January, and we're going to exchange how much we've written overall and what writing plans we have for the year. So I feel like, okay, I need to be ready. I need to be ready for the conversation too. So today, let's really reflect, how does it feel to share my habit with someone? And what kind of support would genuinely help you keep going? Today, really make sure that you're letting someone else in your habit story. And tomorrow, we'll focus on noticing the benefits of the habit, not just ticking the boxes. Since we are talking about the social support, quick reminder that there are still some places left at my interactive webinars where you can connect with other people and create your specific habit plan and get that accountability going. Head to my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk, to find out more. And once you're there, you can check out a range of other resources to support your journey. You can download a science-backed PDF workbook with some practical templates. You can grab a list of easy-to-try science-backed micro habits, or you can pick up a signed copy of my book, The Alphabet of Happiness. All of these are designed to give you that boost in creating well-being habits that stick. Remember, 40% of our happiness is determined by daily activities we repeat. So if you want to be happier in 2026, you need to be working on your habits. And if in the past you tried lots of different methods of implementing habits and they haven't landed, I do hope that my tools will help you to take your happiness habits to that next level. So thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful rest of the day or evening if you are catching this at the end of your day. And I see you tomorrow. Bye.